Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 156, 156. So we have been personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 8. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, no evil is coming near your dwelling in Jesus' name. So now, Psalm 91, we've been looking at evil, and I said, the opposite of people walking in evil, or the reason why they were living in evil or killing and maiming people, was because they wanted something that was too far for them. The far fetched. They realized they would never be able to get. How are they going to get to kill others? And I'm saying that what they were doing, they didn't know wisdom has already provided the wisdom of God. So when we look at Daniel's life, Daniel was one prime minister who was able to go through three different reigns, three different terms of office. He was there, constant. And so they said to him, to Belshazzar, that your father Nebuchadnezzar had this man, and in him was light. He had the light of the gods or of God. And so what was he able to do? He was able to interpret dreams and also solve difficult questions, riddles, crack his brain, things that will make people crack their brains. He had it. How was that possible? Because it was something divine that God did for him. It was something divine. And by God's grace, in the previous episodes, I told you, I said, Christ has been made the wisdom of God for you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he has become the wisdom of God for you. So you don't have to crack your brain right now. What are you going to do? Fill your heart with God's word. The more word you get into your heart, the more you operate in the wisdom of God. The more word you put in your heart, the more you will be an excellent engineer, excellent astronaut, excellent banker, excellent bank manager, excellent teacher, excellent pastor, excellent whatever you do, you are excellent in the name of Jesus because of the wisdom of God. Because Daniel, what was he doing? He was filled with divine wisdom and understanding, and he could interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Any issue you have right now on your table that is just too much, you don't know what to do, it's just too much, you cannot solve it, it's like it's higher above you, it's a lie. So for us, you are a born again believer and you have the Spirit of God living in you, and you have the word of God in you, then it means that you have the wisdom of God in you. And the wisdom of God is higher than all the issues you have today. And so, listen, what are you going to do? You are going to, as you listen to me and as you are reading the Bible, something is happening. The wisdom, the spirit of excellence is operating fire, is operating in you. You should say to yourself today, you should say today, I'm walking in the wisdom of God. Or say, I'm walking in the wisdom of God. Say that there is nothing that is before me or I'm going to meet today that I will not be able to solve. There is nothing that I will be put on my table or given as assignment to me. Whatever the lecturers or whoever is with me has said to me, they are doing against me or they want to put me in trouble. Whatever I'm giving that it seems is above me, that thing is right now under my feet. I am above it. The wisdom of God is above it. And by the wisdom of God, I'm not going to make any mistakes. Failure is banished from my life forever. I am not going to make any mistake. I am solving these issues. I am solving them in the name of Jesus. And when the directors and the group MD and all those people, they will be amazed. Say that about yourself daily. Say that about yourself, because the wisdom of God is operative in me. Daniel was able to solve difficult issues. Oh, and that is your story. You are able to solve difficult issues. So that is Sophia for you. I'm trying to just hurriedly finish everything because it's quite a big, you know, topic. And I don't want to keep at it so that we can do other things. So that is the wisdom that God has given to you. And as I said, you don't have to pray for wisdom. You don't have to pray. God has given you wisdom so that you'll be able to judge things and be able to know what steps to take, and you will do well. This is what God has given to you in the name of Jesus. So we've come to the end of Sophia. We'll go to Sunesis and then we'll go to Phronesis. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.